How's it going, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule and try to figure out who are the teams we should be targeting to stream and then what players from those teams we should pinpoint as the players to potentially help us win our head-to-head matchups. Big kudos and thanks to Jeremy for taking the reins last week. Really great episode. Hopefully Jeremy helped you come up with some good picks for this week. I'm currently in a tightish matchup myself in the Cacupful, so I don't want to jinx anything. I'm recording this, by the way, Saturday night at 10:26 p.m., so all the early games are over from the busy Saturday night. And hopefully we have enough data to make some informed decisions for our streaming for next week. Of course, the name of the game here is that we want the teams that you can get players from that will actually fit into your lineup. And next week, it doesn't get more straightforward than the schedule that we've got. Sometimes I'm coming on here being like, well, on this day, there's 20 teams playing, so you might be able to fit someone in. You might not. You're going to have to check your roster. Look, next week is super simple. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are extremely busy. 26 teams on Tuesday, 26 teams on Thursday, and then 30 teams on Saturday. So that means it's very unlikely you'll be able to stream someone in and get their game if they're playing on one of those busy days. Of course, the exception would be if you're only rostering like three defensemen when you have four spots, or you have only like two goalies and then the backup goalie is playing one of those days. So this could definitely be a week where you're going to want to be targeting just those positions where you have holes and not necessarily the most exciting forward available. It might also just be one of those weeks where you just go for some appealing looking free agents. Like, look, Adam Fantilli, he's going off over in Columbus. Columbus has a bad schedule next week, just a boring Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday on all those busy days. Maybe you don't want to miss out on Adam Fantilli at this point. So that's going to be the type of decision that maybe you have to make as we're getting later in the season. Also, some interesting players are getting dropped. Some teams getting desperate, needing to, you know, scratch and claw, do anything they can to win their matchups. They might be dropping those higher end players that just aren't playing. So it's tricky. Like, maybe you don't want to use all three moves on Monday to grab like three Carolina Hurricanes who are all going to be obvious drops. Like no upside types of guys. So that's a decision that you have to make. But I'll just take a look at the streamers and then you can decide what strategy you want to go with. We basically only have three teams that are especially appealing. Only three teams that give us 2 days outside of those busy days. And those are the Buffalo Sabres, the Edmonton Oilers, and the Carolina Hurricanes. Aside from them, the best you can get is one off-day game. So let's focus on those three teams. And I'd say the best schedule of the week, that's got to go to the Oilers because they play Monday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Saturday. So you get your two off-day games early. Then you can drop the player, move on to someone else for the second half of the week. Up to you. But yeah, it's Monday against LA, Wednesday at Minnesota. Man, Minnesota has no defense right now. We'll see if any of those injured players come back, and Brian and I will cover that whole situation on tomorrow's mega show. But yeah, I think Edmonton is a clear team to target. Of course, the problem is they're the Edmonton Oilers and they're super stacked. And then the, you know, secondary players don't generally do too much. Like, you're not going to get anyone from that top power play, which would be incredible if you could. But there are a couple of players with exposure to Leon Draisaitl that are available in a lot of leagues. And those are Victor Arvidsson and Vasily Podkolzin. So the top line in today's comeback 4-3 win over Chicago was McDavid, Hyman, and RNH, so you're not going to get any of those. But Draisaitl was playing with his regular linemates for a while now, Victor Arvidsson and Vasily Podkolzin. Let's start with Arvidsson, only 16% rostered in Yahoo, and he's doing pretty well. Like, he's not blowing the doors off by any means, but an assist today with three shots, solid. On Thursday, he had himself 5 shots, no points. The game before, he had a goal and 3 shots. So Arvidsson's consistently either putting up a point or at least giving you some shots. And that's kind of what you'd expect from a player who, of his talent, playing in a good spot. Like, of course, we would prefer the top power play, but that's not going to happen barring an injury. But I think Victor Arvidsson is your best bet. He's my streamer of the week if you can get him. Guess what? I already have him on my team. And I've had him for a couple weeks now, not for streaming reasons. Like, I just liked him as an available free agent. I guess there was a specific day that I added him where he was playing, where I had a spot. But since then, I've held on. At this point, I don't really see him as someone I'm going to be dropping anytime soon, but I'm happy to see that I'm going to get a couple off day games from him on that Monday, Wednesday, and we'll go from there. Like, but if you recall, Victor Arvidsson is a good player. Like last year, he missed most of the year with injury. When he did play, he was an impactful guy over in LA. And, you know, then his season didn't start off well with Edmonton. I feel like he's getting lumped in a little bit with Jeff Skinner, but they're different players. Arvidsson's solid. He's got his top six spot. He's producing now. So go get Victor Arvidsson. Get that Monday, Wednesday. And who knows, maybe you won't be dropping him on Thursday. But that's a decision for future you. Right now, definitely the streamer of the week is Victor Arvidsson. And if you can't get him, Pod Colson's pulling his weight as well. He had a goal and an assist today in the 4-3 win, and he's consistent with the hits. So if you're in a Bangers league, he's probably long gone because he's been putting up decent enough production. I mean, you know, less than 0.5 point per game, but a threat to put up a point every now and then along with the hits. But yeah, lately he's been taking some shots. He's hitting. So Vasily Podkolzin, also a really solid bet for you over on Edmonton. And then I guess if those two are gone, then you have to dive into the bottom six. And there's really no, like it really disappears, right? Like, look, Adam Henrique scored a goal today. That's nice. He also had a couple goals a couple games back versus Boston. And before that, he was super cold for like a really long time. And by the way, these goals that Henrique has scored, 3 goals now in his last 3 games, that's on 4 shots. So that's definitely not going to keep up. But, you know, he's fine. Like Adam Henrique's been fine like his whole career. He's had little stretches where he's been good and worth rostering. But for the most part, he's been a guy that I always see in free agency. And this year now he's like, fine, he's in free agency, but I'm still not interested because he's playing with Connor Brown and Matthias Janmark over on the Oilers. So I think if you can't get Arvidsson or Podkolzin, then probably you're looking to another team. But yeah, that's the Oilers. There's not going to potentially be too many options, though, like I said. So maybe, again, I'll just say one last time, you may be just looking at players that are good in your free agency, regardless of their schedule. But let's move on to the next team that gives us 2 off-day games. I guess next up, let's take... They have the same schedule. So Buffalo plays Wednesday, Friday, and Carolina plays Wednesday, Friday. And of course, on the surface, you'd be like, that's only 2 games. That's not very good. But like I said, those are 2 off-day games, which is nice. Plus, I love when you can drop the player for the weekend. So a Wednesday, Friday on a week like this is pretty sweet. And I'd be really happy to lock in that player. Also, a nice little bonus for Carolina is they also play tomorrow on Sunday. So you can get yourself a Sunday savior if you're in a tight matchup now. And then also hold them for a good schedule next week. Of course, the problem is I'm sure a lot of people in your league already were streaming in a lot of Hurricanes because they had that good schedule this week playing, what was it, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So there may not be anybody left, but I'll throw some names out there anyways. Here's some names of all people you can't add just to make you feel sad. But look, so obviously, Aho, Svechnikov, Natchez, Jarvis, you know, Brent Burns at this point. There was a moment where he was available in a lot of leagues, probably not available to you now, especially since he's been getting that extra role with Gostisbehere out of the lineup. So who does that leave you with? I mean, the obvious name, only 14% rostered on Yahoo. I should have taken a snapshot of what this number was like a week ago because I'm sure it was a lot less. But Jordan Staal is on fuego. Look, it's not going to keep up. At the same time, how could you know? If Jordan Staal's out there for you and you can get him for Sunday and then Wednesday, Friday, and he's on a streak right now of like 3 straight games with goals. He had a goal and assist versus the Canucks yesterday. On Thursday, he had that amazing hat trick versus the Leafs that got me very excited and to record a pre-roll before short shifts. And then also on Tuesday versus Tampa, he had a goal and assist. The game before that versus Pittsburgh, an assist. So he's been going hot for a while. And it's not like completely out of the blue just because Staal is playing with Andrei Svechnikov lately. And again, like I definitely am not saying that you should rely on Carolina lines. They never stick, but they are coming off a 2-0 win over Vancouver. So I think it's reasonable to expect that they're going to stick for anyway Sunday's game. And then it'll probably change by Wednesday against Buffalo. But yeah, right now Jordan Staal is that clear next level, I think, streamer. Like, though I guess an argument could be made for Jack Roslovic, because okay, so let me actually give you these lines. And again, the lines are so useless because they always change. This team, it changes the lines the most. But yeah, so Staal was playing with Svechnikov and Martinuk. Aho and Jarvis were playing with Jack Roslovic. So that looks like the top line, right? If you're playing with Aho and Jarvis, and then Natchez playing with Robinson and Kotkaniemi. I know a lot of people streamed in like a Roslovic or a Kotkaniemi over a Jordan Staal and they were kicking themselves. You know, don't beat yourself up. That seemed like a reasonable decision at the time, I'm sure. And the only reason I ended up with Jordan Staal is because he was available to me at the time. Like, you know, by the time it was time for me to add him, Jack Roslovic was already gone, or else I probably would have gone with him. But sometimes the, you know, things break your way. or they don't, depending on which side of this Carolina streaming you've been on lately. But yeah, so I would say Jordan Staal is the one I want over Jack Roslovic, because even in that good spot, Roslovic is cold. And also there's always the risk that he gets bumped down the lineup or gets low ice time. Like, the nice thing about Jordan Staal is he's like a very valuable player on the team. Like, even when he's not on a hot streak, he's still like playing big minutes. He's a key defensive player, which means you're going to get some hits. He throws a decent number of hits. He even has decent block numbers. Staal is up to 23 blocks in 43 games. So you have a chance to get a block every game. You know, every couple games you'll get one, which I don't mind, just having that extra chance. He's been taking some shots lately. And yeah, right now he's on this hot streak. So I think you can't ignore Jordan Staal. Next up, between like a Kotkaniemi or a Roslovic, like, I guess you got to go Roslovic on the top line, but I will just say I don't have like a ton of confidence in him, but I've said that before, then he's gone on big hot streaks. So definitely Roslovic is probably another person you want to target. And Kotkaniemi, he's really just nothing. I don't know. I'd almost like rather take a shot on like a Jackson Blake, who I think has like higher career upside. It's just a matter of when he gets the opportunity to kind of work his way up the lineup. I wish I could tell you someone better. You know who else is someone like a Jordan Staal? The Jordan Staal of defense is Jacob Slavin, right? He plays such huge minutes. Very rare for him to play less than 20 minutes in a game. He hasn't been getting a lot of points lately, but he's gone on runs. Like, throughout the history of keeping Carlson, it's me going to Brian and being like, oh, Jacob Slavin has like 5 points in his last six games. And Brian's like, it's not going to keep up. Don't worry about it. And then he's right. But it does happen a lot. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a stretch this season where Jacob Slavin has like three or four good games in a row. And who knows, maybe it starts tomorrow or just for Wednesday, Friday next week. So I think I would just take Slavin over Roslovic, which may be crazy, but that shows my confidence. So I think, yeah, that's how I would order my Carolina streamers. I think you got to go Jordan Staal. Oh, maybe Orlov is out there. Would I take Orlov over Slavin? Orlov has been producing more. So, okay, I guess you go Orlov if he's out there. He's just like taken in my division. So I just kind of assumed he's taken a lot of people's leagues, but he's probably not actually. He's only 21% rostered on Yahoo. So I'd say Jordan Staal, then Orlov, then Slavin, then Roslovic, then you could go for Kotkaniemi. I don't know. Sean Walker had a crazy peripherals game recently, 5 blocks versus Vancouver on Friday. So maybe if he can keep that up, that'd be pretty sweet. It's pretty rare actually that he has more than 1 or 2 blocks, but who knows? Maybe Sean Walker's like, oh, this worked out well. We got a 2-0 shutout. Maybe I should walk in front of some more pucks. So maybe that's also someone you can target. By the way, Ty Smith, who I confidently said was going to be nothing when he was brought up on some show a couple weeks back. That was an easy call, right? And he had a goal at one point in this run where he got some top power play time and he had an assist in another game. Aside from that, he did do nothing, and it looks like he's been placed on waivers. So you can definitely forget about Ty Smith. And if you have him and you're like, well, I guess I might as well hold because I got the Wednesday, Friday, you don't. He's probably not going to play. So you should probably just move on from him. All right, so that's the Hurricanes. Let's take a break, and then we'll talk about the Sabres and then some other teams that maybe you'll want to target. You're listening to Matchup Maximizer. Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? You bet we are! Get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is the key to winning in the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet TDs. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score 6. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Or hey, maybe you're into hockey. I'm taking a look now at the different things you can bet on in the NHL. They got a lot of stuff here. You can bet on all the awards. I like looking at the awards. They even have, you can bet on who's going to be the number one pick in the upcoming NHL draft. I'm seeing it's basically, you could either bet on James Higgins, who's right now -155. Of course, odds are subject to change. Then there's the field, which is positive odds. So obviously they have their sense of who they think is going to go first. But if you disagree, then maybe that's something that you can pursue. New DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So you could download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code THPN, that's code THPN, for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
All right, hello again. We are back with Matchup Maximizer talking about the teams to target for next week. I told you there's only three teams that will give you more than one off day game. We've talked about the Oilers, we've talked about the Hurricanes. Let's go to the Buffalo Sabres, who play Carolina Wednesday and they play Pittsburgh on Friday. That could be a tasty opponent based on what I saw from Pittsburgh today. By the way, Carolina plays Buffalo and then Vegas. So that would be a reason to potentially go with Buffalo. The reason I said to go with Carolina is because they have that Sunday game. Maybe the opponents, well, I mean, I don't know. Buffalo also, by the way, is a crazy team in terms of, like, I thought that Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was really turning things around. And that was including, you know, halfway into today's game against the Kraken when the Sabres were up 2-0. It was looking like UPL was going to cruise to another potential shutout or at least like a really good game. Then he just got totally destroyed in the second half of the game. The Seattle Kraken scored 6 unanswered goals to win 6-2. So that's a bummer. And I hope this doesn't come back to bite me in my matchup right now. I was definitely hoping to get another UPL great game. But yeah, Buffalo will come back now angry on Wednesday. They got a long break to think about what happened before their game against Carolina. And with Buffalo, look, some things have changed since the last time we talked about them. Namely, that Jason Zucker came back to earth. He was on this insane run, had 4 straight games with goals. A lot of people, I'm sure, rushed to grab him only to get this week nothing. The last 3 games, just no points, only 3 shots in 3 games. It's been a total nothing from Zucker, which I would imagine is disappointing to the people who were like rushing to grab him for good reason. He was on the top line, he was on the top power play. And look, Zucker is still in that same situation. At least today versus Seattle, it was Thompson, Cousins, and Zucker. And then the top power play was Thompson, Paterka, Zucker, Quinn, and Rasmus Dahlin. So I think if Zucker has been dropped because the person who added him is like super disappointed, I think just get him back. Just go, you claim him on waivers. Maybe you don't even have to spend a lot of fab. You know, maybe if you have top priority, that's a whole other consideration. But I feel like there's no reason why Zucker shouldn't. Like, he has the same chance of getting a point next game as he did 3 games ago. It just happens to be that he went cold a little bit. It happens. This is not Connor McDavid. It's Jason Zucker. But I think that's your clear top streamer on Buffalo. And if he's out there, I think he's at the level of Arvidsson for like a top streamer of the week. And another guy I really like, and I mentioned him on the top power play, who might be available to you, is Jack Quinn, who is only 3% rostered on Yahoo, and he's really turned it around. Like, he was a huge bust. Like, he was I drafted him in the Cupful, really expecting that he was going to be an amazing pick, and I was excited to get like a young, like, breakout candidate. And he was getting really good deployment in the preseason. He was going to be on like the second line in the top power play, and then everything fell apart. He was terrible. But you know what? If you look recently, like just today, Quinn scored one of the goals against Seattle, one of the 2 goals. He had 2 goals the previous game versus Ottawa. He's got a decent little stat line over the last 8-9 games, and he's on the top power play, Jack Quinn. And at even strength, his line was with Benson and Peyton Krebs. That's a fun young players line, and I think things could get shaken up after this beating they took in the second half of the game against Seattle. But I think that's not a bad place to look. Like, so, you know, you're not going to get a Dahlin, you're not going to get a Tage. So sure, if you're in a shallow league, like, I'll take JJ Paterka or Alex Tuck over Jack Quinn. And actually looking even more closely, I see Dylan Cousins is only rostered in 22% of leagues, which I guess is reasonable. He's on a bit of a cold streak too, but definitely give me Cousins. Also, I know he's not on the top power play, but he is a top liner. So here's going to be my order of non-Tage or Dahlin Sabres, because it looks like potentially all of them could be out there. I know Alex Tuck. Okay, probably not Alex Tuck, though. He's been on a cold streak too, so maybe he's been dropped. But give me Alex Tuck next, then Paterka, then Cousins, then Zucker, and then Jack Quinn. Okay, and that doesn't actually count like your Owen Power or your Bowen Byram, who go so cold and it's so frustrating. So I think this is a case where I would definitely take a forward that I just mentioned over one of those guys. But maybe after all those players I just mentioned, once you can't get a guy on the top line or on the top power play, then sure, go for a Byram or an Owen Power. Honestly, flip a coin in terms of which one to go for. Probably Owen Power. He's been getting more power play time. But yeah, I think after that, then if you're in your deeper league, then, you know, there's not really anyone that I could just point to on like a really good hot streak. Like Ryan McLeod had a 1-goal, 2-assist game, and that was totally out of nowhere. Zach Benson has the highest pedigree of these remaining players, so maybe he'd be the guy I'd go with and just hope for something. If you wanted to, you know, Connor Clifton is pretty solid for hits. If your league is a categories league, then maybe you like him even better than a Power or a Byron, but I don't know. But anyway, so hopefully that is enough. But yeah, I definitely do like Jack. In a league like the Cupful, where a Jack Quinn might be available to you, I definitely think he's interesting, and I would take Zucker, but then Jack Quinn is my top two streamers on the Sabres, assuming the big names are all gone. All right, so that's it. Like, that's our three big teams. I'll tell you the other teams that have one light day game, but, you know, that's not too, too exciting. But I guess maybe if it's on a Monday, then that's someone to focus on more. Like, so we've got Calgary. They play Monday and then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it's a 4-game week. But Calgary against Chicago on the first day of the week, that could be good. I'll just throw, you know, I'm not going to do a deep dive on all these teams. But with Calgary, Jonathan Huberdeau slowed down a little bit, but still only 37% rostered in Yahoo is pretty wild. I would definitely jump on Jonathan Huberdeau to get the Monday if you have enough moves. And then I guess if you're in a shallow enough league where he's in free agency, I don't know, I would hold on. But aside from him, then who do you go with? Like maybe you go with a Blake Coleman. You know, it's the typical names, a Coleman, a Backlund, something like that. I don't know if it's worth it. If you could use the move on Sunday, you have the extra move anyways, then maybe you do that. Though you could also just go with a goalie. Potentially, you'll have to figure out like which goalies are likely to get you a game. Yeah, I'm just telling you the teams that play Monday anyway. So you have Chicago, they go Monday and then Thursday, Saturday. So kind of same deal. Grab some for the Monday and then you can move on with Chicago. Lately, the lines have switched around again. So it's been Mikhaev on the top line with Bedard and Bertuzzi. And Mikhaev has actually done some things, or at least he did. Like he had that one game with a goal, then he had a game with an assist. Nothing today against Edmonton. I actually have no confidence in Ilya Mikhaev. I would get Tyler Bertuzzi if you can get him. I like his deployment. And then probably Teuvo Teravainen, who seems to be good for a breakout every now and then. Then it goes quiet again. But today was one of those breakout days. 1 goal, 1 assist. And actually, he did have 2 goals also against Detroit. So I guess those breakouts come in bunches. It's just a question of if he'll keep it up for just one more game on Monday for you against Calgary, if you give him a shot. Then you have Florida, who goes Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So you can get the Monday game against Philly. Philly is not a good team defensively. Though I guess they did just get a shutout today. So who got that shutout? Must have been Sam Harrison. But that was against Anaheim. I feel like it'll go a little differently against Florida. So if you want to grab a Florida player, they have been kind of cold lately. But I guess you just want to go with like an Evan Rodriguez playing with Barkov and Reinhardt. Go with a Luostarinen playing with Tkachuk and Bennett. Go with a Jesper Voigtvist playing with Verhaeghe and Lundell. Well, I'd take Lundell actually over Boakvist. So I guess, yeah, I'll order them Rodriguez, then Lundell, then Luostarinen, and then Boakvist, I guess. I haven't thought about it too hard for Florida for just a single game against Philly. Anything could happen in a single game, of course. LA plays Monday and then Thursday, Saturday. The Monday game is against Edmonton. I like Phil Deneau. I'll just throw that out there. I don't know. Like LA also is one of those teams that has a lot of players available in a lot of leagues. Like after Kempe and Kopitar and Fiala, you really get quickly to players less than 50% rostered. So potentially in your league, you might be able to get like a Byfield, who's really been going lately. Fogle's been good lately. Like I said, Deneau is solid enough. You can get a Trevor Moore, Laferriere, who's really disappeared. We talked about Laferriere so much at the start of the year, but I think he's like a snoozer. If you're still hanging on to Laferriere, it's like, I think it's time to move on. But maybe you hold him for Monday, like I said, since he's playing then. And then I guess I mentioned Philly. So yeah, Philly against Florida. So Philly plays Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So with Philly, hey, Owen Tippett finally is going a little bit. He's probably not available in most leagues. Michkov, I heard, was dropped in a couple divisions. Now would be a good time to jump on him for Monday, and then you could always reassess after that. Jamie Drysdale had himself a game today, still on that top power play. Maybe now's finally the time to jump on a Drysdale and see if anything could happen with him. So those would be your options. Hopefully that's helpful. I've already given you a Sunday savior in those Carolina guys for this week. You can go with Jordan Staal if he's still out there. He's probably not out there after this amazing run. Let me take a look at all the players currently available in my couple division, Tier 3 Leungby, who are playing tomorrow. And I think that's my best way of giving you a Sunday savior. So just looking through this list right now, name that jumps out to me, I'm going to throw one out there. Are you ready? Let's do Pavel Dorofeev. So Vegas is playing today, and I know Dorofeev has been cold, but I like, if I'm going for a Sunday savior, give me a goal scorer. Give me someone who, you know, has a history of putting the puck in the nets. Maybe a Dorofeev or maybe like an Elie Tolvanen. Tolvanen's playing against Detroit. Ooh, actually playing against Detroit is pretty sweet. So maybe, and you know, once you get to Seattle, like I have Jaden Schwartz. If he was out there, he I think would be a pretty solid Sunday savior to go for against the Red Wings. Or yeah, you go for a Tolvanen. If your league is like mine and Schwartz is owned by someone like me, then I guess you can go. Capo Caco just had a good game. So maybe he could be someone fun to go after. So yeah, Seattle's one of those teams where it's really like easy to find lots of players that are in decent roster spots. Like I'm sure you can get a Burakovsky who scored a goal, you know, so pick your favorite Seattle guy against Detroit. I think that'll probably work out pretty well for you. So good luck everybody on finishing off this week strong and hopefully you're able to get one of those good. I mean, ideally either a Hurricane, an Oiler or a Saber to help you win your matchup next week. Actually, though, more likely it'll just be a matter of if your team is good enough. Like next week, I don't think streaming is going to play a huge factor. So just hopefully you make the right sit start decisions. That might be actually the biggest indicator of how your week goes. I always recommend for sit start decisions on these busy days, just don't overthink it. And I don't mean to say in like a zen way. Like, it's just like, it's, you're not going to, like thinking about it for an extra hour isn't going to help you make a better decision because there's no way to know. So I feel like what I like to do is I eyeball, and I'm obsessed, right? I look over free agents forever. Like I'm not like one of these people who doesn't take fantasy seriously, as I'm sure you know. But with sit starts, it's a policy of mine. And it's been my policy for years now. For a sit start decision, I take a look. I go, I think I'll go, oh, this guy. And then I lock it in, and then maybe I'll look at it one more time later and see if I still feel that way. But like, I don't obsess over it just because there's no point. You're just wasting your life. So good luck. Good luck not going crazy. And then also hopefully landing on some right choices there. I did bench Jaden Schwartz today and he had a good game. So doesn't always work out. But okay, good luck everyone. And I'll talk to you tomorrow for the mega show. Looking forward to breaking down things in a big way with Brian. So make sure to subscribe to Keeping Carlson to get that and short shifts and all the good stuff. But until then, good luck with your streams and have a good Sunday. Bye.